Chad?
Yes, interested in knowing from the time the board gave the go-ahead to do the ISIS project, the last go-around, okay, is the project on time and is the project within budget?
The project's within budget. We've slipped about 3 months on the timeline to actually start implementing the Maximus part of it in the schools. The reason for that is, as part of our contract with Maximus, we are having them rewrite their program in a modern computer language. They weren't going to have that done to implement this fall. We made the decision that the sections of it that will be available, which are the gradebook and attendance, and it will be ready in January, that we will implement the rewritten software. We got into the issue of if we went with an earlier date, we'd have to train them twice, and we're trying for the least amount of disruption to the school activities. We do not expect to have any change in the end date of it, but we made that adjustment in the initial implementation to have the least amount of impact on the schools.
Okay, thank you. And another question. I noticed in terms of users, it didn't seem that parents were included as potential users. Is that further down the line?
That is further down the line. There is a module in the Maximus software, the School Max, that will allow parental participation. There's several issues you get into that. We need to make sure that it has the right security parameters, and then how do the schools actually start dealing with the parents online? That's a whole different level of training than has been done before. We expect to get into that in the next few years, but we first wanted to implement basically an equivalent existing system before we really got into something that would be another major implementation for the schools and adaptation. Because one of your failure points when you go into a major software system is training people and getting them comfortable with the system to use it, and there's only so much we want to impose on the schools at any given time, get them comfortable with sections of it at a time, and then keep broadening it. But we do feel like a large percentage of the parents now do have access either at home or through such things as libraries that we do want to go forward. I've been to community meetings where that was one of the questions from the parents. There is the interest out there to have the communications online with the parents. As it is now, the teachers will be, as this is implemented, be able to pull down information for the parent-teacher conferences, but we do expect somewhere in the next few years we'll start implementing the home, the e-parent part of it.
And would that allow communications directly to the parents, say, perhaps that your child hasn't been in school for the last 3 days, are you aware of that, and verify and things like that?
I think with the daily attendance portion, that's part of what will get implemented with that, that if that's available, the identification of phone numbers, or if there's an email address, the notification. But we do think that's something that will help the ADA.
Okay, thank you.